is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hi, Lily.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you? What can we do to make your day brighter?
You know, I went on a date, okay, with this guy, and everything was fine. It was chill. We were having fun. We were having a game day party, so we ran out to the grocery store to get, like, some stuff. And then after that, he just made some lame-ass excuse, left my party early, which is rude, and I don't know what to do now. I'm kind of annoyed, and I don't know what the is going on, because I thought we were fine.
Hold on, though, because I need to know this, because this might be the reason. What kind of food did we have at this party?
Yes.
No. Like, it was a legit party. Like, it was a spread, okay? Like,
right.
We even went out and get extra things. So,
okay.
Like, I'm confused.
All right.
I'm not even going to think about it. We're just going to call the guy, see if we get you another date, or find out what you did wrong, basically.
I mean, I hope it's not because he's a little bitch, because I root against the Patriots for the game. I just don't like Tom Brady. He's a little bitch.
Okay.
That's clearly. Yeah.
Now we know what the...
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Lily. She had this dude, Marcus, over her house for a game day, Patriots game, but she never roots for the Patriots because she hates Tom Brady. And she's confused as to why Marcus left
early
from the game. I mean, come on now. Really? We're going to try and get you a second date, and we're going to lie to him and tell him that next time you're going to root for the Patriots.
I mean, that's dishonest, but okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all there ain't going to be no next time.
Yeah, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Marcus?
Yeah, who's this?
Yes. Okay, so Marcus, please do not hang up. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro and Pebbles and Melissa and Wiggy. And if you would just allow us a few minutes, this could change your life for the better, I swear to you.
Radio station?
Yes.
What's it about?
Okay, so here's the deal. We got a call from a girl who likes you a lot, and she would love to take you out on a nice date. And the reason we're calling you is because we are willing to pay for the date. So whatever it is that you want to do, wherever it is you want to go, we'll set the whole thing up. We'll pay for it. We'll even provide the girl if you're down.
This isn't like an escort thing, is it?
Yeah, you have to pay us $500.
Yeah. No, because you're not paying. But other than that, it's no. Here's the deal. It's this girl that you know who likes you, and she just wants to show you. She wants to see if she can maybe kick off a little relationship action.
Who are we talking about?
Who's the girl?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I mean, I can tell you right now, she's the beautiful girl that you know and you like, and you went out with before. You hung out. Her name is Lily.
No. That's it. No way.
Okay,
no,
so...
No,
man.
No chance at all.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I know she told us about how she's not a fan of the Patriots or Tom Brady, and we told her that clearly that's why you left her house that day, but she said she's willing to maybe, like, turn into a Patriots fan if you give her another opportunity.
And look, man, it's not because she roots against the Patriots, bro. It's because she just fucked up, man. I mean, I'll break it down for you. I went to her house, right?
Yeah.
And she was going to put on, like, a little spread for some friends and everything. So we went to the grocery store. You know, like, we're waiting, like, in the deli line because we're going to get some, some, like, cold cuts and whatnot. And there's, like, this old lady. She must have been, like, 70, maybe 80. I don't know. This old lady with the oxygen tank, with, like, the tubes in her nose and everything. And she kind of, like, cuts the line. And, other people were, like, in line, but they let her go because, she's, like, an old lady. And she's, like, dying, man. I mean, she's got, like, oxygen and everything, right?
Yeah.
So she, like, cuts the line. And then Lily goes off on her. I mean, she just goes, like, batshit crazy and starts yelling at her, how dare you cut the line, and I'm just as important as you are, I don't care how old you are. So I start to walk away, and then I hear, like, this big commotion. I don't know what happened. I swear to God, she probably pulled the tube out of the oxygen tank or something like that.
Jesus.
Man.
Well, okay, wait, hold on a second. I totally forgot Lily was on the phone. I was so into the story. That's so, okay, so Marcus, Lily's on the phone. I'm sorry, she has heard what you said.
Listen, there is deli etiquette, okay? I don't care how old you are. I don't care who you are. You do not cut in line at the deli. There are rules and regulations. And plus, the fact is, he sat there and ordered like 50 pounds of meat. Why do you need 50 pounds of meat as an 8-year-old person?
Is it really that serious, the freaking deli counter?
That's that serious. You take a number, okay? That's the first rule. You take a number because it's Sunday before a game. She ordered all the cold cuts they had, and they have one man behind the counter slicing meat. Nah, her.
Wait, hold, can I ask that? Did you actually pull the, you know, her little
oxygen cord
tank thing?
Oh, jeez.
Listen, I was real heated. It was a blur, but if I did, who cares?
Wow.
Well, I'm sure she cares.
Okay, so originally, we were calling to ask Marcus if he'd like to go out with Lily again. Maybe not on a Sunday, not during game day. We'll pay for a restaurant for you guys to go to so you don't have to worry about an old person at a deli counter. Does that sound good?
You know what? F*** her.
That's fine. F*** me, Marcus. That old lady. And you know what? Tom Brady, too.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right. I mean, here's the deal. If you're starting a brand new relationship, yeah, put your pet on the back burner, okay? Like, way back on the back burner. Like, don't allow them on the bed while you're having sex, or else you're going to end up on the second date update on the 10th. Monday morning. Yeah.